On January 10th of this year, Senator Gordon Smith hosted a defense procurement fair to help small businesses in Oregon get military contracts. KABU reporter Rabia Yeaman attended the defense contractors' fair and recorded interviews with small business owners around the state.
And is your company currently doing business with the government?
Right now we're marketing to fire rescue, hospitals, and industrial applications throughout the U.S. Our next step is to move in to the Department of Defense, the military departments, Homeland Security, and those areas. So we're here learning how to complete that process.
Until recently, Oregon has been a bit player in the U.S. war economy. But today, the U.S. Department of Defense is actively courting small businesses, university researchers, and lawmakers to dine at the war budget table. From his offices in New York, Bill Hartung of the World Policy Institute researches how the system works.
A lot of members of Congress and local leaders think that bringing in defense contracts is kind of a no-lose situation. They bring jobs, they bring money from the federal government, but what they don't think about is that in order to get those contracts, the federal military budget will have to keep going up. And so it's going to come at the expense of other programs that communities need. At this point, the military accounts for more than half of all the discretionary items in the federal budget. So everything but Medicare and Social Security, if you look at that pie, everything you can think of that the government does, criminal justice, education, you name it, comes out of that pot of money, which is smaller than the military budget, which is now over $500 billion a year if you count the war in Iraq. So it's kind of fool's gold to chase after military contracts without challenging the basic budget priorities of the country.
After the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the Portland Alliance newspaper published a complete directory of all war-related companies in the state, a surprisingly long list considering Oregon has no military bases. Alliance editor Dave Mazza offers a thumbprint history of Oregon's military-industrial complex.
Historically, Oregon's always had a fairly important role in the military-industrial complex. During World War I, you know, the forest product industry provided timber to build airplanes. World War II, we had the shipyards. Following World War II, though, Oregon kind of took a different path than California and Washington. We didn't see a proliferation of military bases or defense contractors. And in fact, we, up until recently, held a relatively low position in terms of states that do business with the Defense Department. We were ranking somewhere around 48th out of 50 states. Now, in the past decade, that's jumped. We're now around, I think, 37th in terms of states that do business with the Defense Department.
Peter Brugel, executive director of Oregon Peaceworks, says the system reinforces itself.
We wind up with a situation where the hawks are saying, well, we need more and more and more military, and everybody's afraid to say, well, no, we don't really, because they're afraid that somebody's going to call them soft on defense, which is, you know, almost like being a traitor or something like that. But in fact, the traitors are the people who are ignoring the real threats in order to be able to spend more and more money on the military, which is kind of brings us around to where we started, because the reason most of those people really want the military to be so powerful is not because they really think there's a huge threat, but because there's money coming into their district from the military.
Meanwhile, Oregon has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates, and defense contractors are working on their marketing strategies.
Does your company gather statistics? In other words, how many casualties there have been, say, overseas, or how many you would anticipate, or how many of these you would anticipate selling, or do they come in lots?
My understanding was when we entered into Kuwait a number of years ago, that an initial order for the backboards was placed in the neighborhood of 10,000 backboards that were immediately ordered. Due to the potential mass casualties of military and civilian personnel.
Tomorrow, how U.S. Congressional Representative Darlene Hooley, a Democrat, and Oregon Speaker of the House Karen Minnis, a Republican, have built the Clackamas County Defense Contractors Cluster. For KBOO News, Stephanie Potter, Rabia Yeaman, Martha Odom, and Lisa Loving, reporting.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, your name and your company?
Daniel Selby, Casualty Transport Systems, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Thank you.